Anyway, to resume the story of Joe Simpson and Simon, they manage to, well, they navigate their way through incredible kind of dangers. And remember, it's uncharted terrain. They don't really know what the layout of this west face is. They find themselves on crevasses, on powder snow that crumbles as soon as you touch it. Huge walls of this powder snow that are completely unnavigable. Anyway, they manage to sort of find their way using all their skills and resources up to the top of the summit. They scale the west face. Huge sort of achievement. And then, of course, they start to descend. They start to come down again. And the descent proves not as straightforward as they might have thought. They're trying to come down by a slightly different route, a look like an easier route, and actually it proves pretty precarious and dangerous. And quite early on in the descent, there's a disaster that happens, and Joe Simpson falls, and he breaks his leg in a really quite a nasty way. The knee breaks. It breaks at the knee. And he talks about the bone sort of going that way. It sort of slides up his leg so that his knee is, it's just completely contorted. And the bone's crunched on bone and slid up his leg. So they're nearly at the top of this mountain. They haven't descended very far. And he's broken his leg. And immediately he realizes that actually this is it, he can't get down, he's not going to make it. All his mountaineering knowledge tells him that he's dead now, this is it. And Simon Yates catches up with him and says, what's wrong? And they look at each other, and Joe just says, I've broken my leg. He's in agony, of course, but he manages to hold it together and say, I've broken my leg. And there's a look. They don't say anything. They just look at each other for a little too long, and they both know what it means. And neither want to actually say, well, this is it. They're waiting for the moment where, well, Joe's waiting for the moment where Simon will say, okay, mate, I'm going to go down. I can't help you. I'm going to have to descend on my own and leave you here. And there's no way that, you know, a rescue party could have got to them in time, etc., etc. They're waiting for that. He's sort of, Joe's waiting for that moment. But it doesn't happen. That moment doesn't happen. Instead, what Joe starts doing initially is hopping. So he hops on the route that they were trying to descend. And of course he falls at every hop, yeah? And when he falls, he can't but help fall on his broken leg, which is agony. And he gets up and hops again and falls again until he works out a way of hopping that enables him to stay upright long enough using axes as sort of sticks, you know, walking sticks, etc. And then they get to this point, and Simon's sort of waiting for him. They get to this point, which is more of a sheer kind of drop, or more of a descent, but there's no way that you can hop down. what they do, what Simon says, is that they've got rope. He ties himself to Joe, digs himself a little sort of seat in the mountain snow, and winches Joe down. Down 300 foot, which is what the extent of their rope is. So he sort of winches Joe down. And they decide that they're going to do this. They're going to lower themselves down the mountain. And then Simon would follow, climbing down, as it were, and then winch him down another 300 foot. And of course, you know, Simon's risking his life in this, because he's literally... there's nothing holding him. He's literally carrying Joe's weight, the weight of his body, as he's winching him down, sort of holding on to snow, digging himself a seat and holding on to snow. And there's 3,000 feet to go, yeah? And they can do 300 foot at a time, because that's what their rope allows. And it's getting dark, yeah? Or it's getting towards dark. They've got a few hours to dark. And so Simon's doing this as fast as he can. Meanwhile, Joe is in agony. Every lowering, he's banging his leg against the mountainside, yeah? And he's in agony, screaming out, and Simon's just doing as fast as he can. And they do this. They do this 9 times. They do this, lowering 9 times. And each time then stopping to dig a snow seat. Their fingers are becoming frostbitten, so Simon's having trouble holding on to the rope, let alone taking any kind of weight. So yeah, I just want to pause there in the story. I find this... I find this... well, it's incredible, isn't it? All common sense would say that, you know, he's dead. And neither of them give in to common sense. And it's very moving the way that while Simon is willing to risk his life, literally tie his life to the life of his friend.